This is the UK-Japan Young Scientist Workshop, bringing to you a podcast on the various projects taking place around Cambridge. We are currently outside the Whittle Laboratory in Cambridge, where the engineering group is hard at work on their compressor blade design project. Here is Dr. Sam Grimshaw on his work on turbo machinery.
Turbo machinery is really the study of things that spin. It's as simple as that. So fast, hot, spinning things. So anything, there's lots of examples of turbo machinery in everyday life. So maybe what you might have used it this morning, a hairdryer, has a small turbo machine in it. So there'll be a little fan in there that spins and blows air out, and then there'll be a heater coil that heats the air out so you get hot, fast air to dry your hair. And then they go right up to jet engines on aircraft wings, gas turbines in power stations. You get steam turbines, which are used in power stations as well. Some cars now have turbochargers, which is a type of turbo machinery. Dentist drills are driven by tiny little, incredibly fast spinning turbines. So almost anything you can think of that spins and blows air or is blown by air.
Oh, great. I didn't know turbo machinery was so exciting. Let's go and talk to the engineers of tomorrow about their work. So in your project, you've been focusing greatly on turbo machinery and its fluid flow of air. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
There are two types, laminar and turbulent. So the laminar one is the more chilled, relaxed one, and there was like a line of separation. It was really clear, whereas the turbulent one was really, the air pushes the paint in like all different directions, and that created a few bubbles. So again, that's a problem which our next stage is to actually find out how we can solve that and make it more efficient.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit about what you've been doing in this project?
Firstly, like, we've basically doing the engineering. Mm-hmm. So you actually design and develop kind of a blade, mm-hmm, to like make it really efficient, because the blade, like, it kind of causes a wake which like lowers its efficiency. Mm-hmm. So you have to try and change the shape of the blade so you can make it more efficient, so there's less of a wake. Okay. So then less materials like needed. Group two is testing the blade you designed. So there's a 3D printer, so you print off the design you made and you test it, and basically you collect results for that. And then group three will analyze the results and compare it to last year's and see, or kind of see if you've made an improvement.
Would you now consider a career in engineering?
Oh, myself, I want to do engineering. I love applied physics, but it definitely has given me an insight into what post-university life can be like, and also to study as an undergraduate, which is quite nice. And as for what I want to do afterwards, I'm not quite sure, but it definitely convinced me to want to go to university.
As in the words of Stephen Hawking, science is not only a disciple of reason, but also one of romance and passion.
What would you say? What advice would you give to young engineers who aspire to be what you're doing right now?
The reason I enjoy my job and the reason it's easy is because I really love it. Yeah. I find it really interesting, very enthusiastic about it. So I find it easy to do because I'm interested in. So I'd say probably the biggest piece of advice is find something you love, find something you're really interested in.
Dr. Sam Grimshaw from the Whittle Lab at Cambridge University, and we are Alex,
Hajime,
Sabathina,
and Nabiha.